Good morning. May I speak with Judith Grove?
Hold on for a second. Mom, it's for you. It's for you. It's family first.
Because brother is speaking?
It's for you. It's family first.
This is Robert.
Hold on for a second. She's coming.
Is Robert speaking? Are you?
Yes, yes, yes. That's me. I'm Robert.
Oh, Robert. I was trying to get in touch with you.
Okay. I talked to Nina. Oh, gosh. I can't think of her last name.
Nina, this morning early?
I talked to... I can't think of her first name, the last name. I can't think of her last... I talked to her this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she said... since I can't get the app, what happened was I got the app. The app I got was for the company. It wasn't the right app. Right, you were right. So I told her about the situation, how I'm terrible with these things. I tried to get the girl to help me out and so forth. And what she said was, from now on, she said, since you have a landline, I'm going to report on the landline. I'm going to do that. That's what she said. And I got the. Pardon me for a second. I'm getting out of my chair.
Don't worry.
Hold on for a second. Just hold on for a second. I'll be with you. Okay, according to... She sent me an email. This was this morning.
Okay.
According to the... I'm supposed to call 1-888-206-9276. I have a code of 12-67-39. And then I press 1, clock in, press 2, clock out. Your personal PIN, that's the number I just gave that we're going to ask for. Duty ID, press 00 pound. And then once I hear that I'm registered, then I can hang up. And that's exactly what I've done. But the problem is, it won't let me do the 00. It says I just did it. And I tried to get a hold of, what is her last name? Hold on for a second. That's a second.
Nina Knight?
That's her, Nina Knight. Mm-hmm. I called her and left a message saying, when I called twice, I did everything it told me to do except for I pressed 1 and I clocked in. Then it wouldn't let me press 2. It just said, it didn't ask for the, it asked for, of course, for the code. But it didn't ask for the OO pound. And they just said, you're registered, and then hung up. So I'm just trying to figure out what the heck is going on.
Got it. Okay, but so far, the clocking was successful. I see that you did it at 10:33 and then at 10:34.
Right, because I was trying to put in the press 2,
mm-hmm.
and I was trying to put in the 00 pound. But it wouldn't let me do that. It just said, after I pressed 1, after gave the code and pressed 1, it told me, okay, you're registered, click. And it just hung up immediately, twice. So I'm trying to figure out. So I left a message for Nina Knight. I didn't ask her what happened. Since you're here, what happened?
Okay, let me see my instructions here for landline. Okay. Robert, are you able to submit the timesheets for last week so you can pay this coming Friday?
Well, I figured once I get the I didn't do the timesheet or anything because I haven't done the I didn't get the app on. That's my problem. That's why I called Nina Knight because here's what happened. I was talking to my sister. And I had a young lady put on, as you know, I had to put a young lady put on the app. And as you said, it was the wrong app. And when you sent me that information, the email, one of the statements in the email stated, please do not go to App Store. So I called my sister. She knows, she has a Droid, and I figured maybe she could help me out with the app. And I was reading her the instructions. She said, wait a minute. What do you mean, please don't go to App Store? That's where you go to in order to get your app. Well, I found out later, of course, that meant that I already went to the App Store but to get it, but it's the wrong app. But she said there's something fishy about that. So I went over to, Best Buy, and I asked them if they could help me put it on. And they read the instructions, and they said, first thing first, they said, you shouldn't give your code to anybody. That's what they said. And they said, number two is, when it says, please don't go to App Store, you have to go to the App Store. They even looked at the app to see if they could try to get me the code. And they said, it sounded kind of unusual. So that's when I called Nina Knight, and that's what she told me. She said, since you have a landline, well, let's go with the landline.
Okay. Okay, now that you already clock in and you did it well, when you clock in, it's not when request the duties, only when you clock out. It will ask.
Oh, only when I clock out?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll clock out around, I don't know, let's see, how many hours a day do you usually spend?
Yeah, just ask you when you clock out. So since you are ready to clock in, we can process the pending days. So I will send you an email right now requesting for the pending days. We almost closed payroll, so if you can send them today, we can process your payment.
Okay, I have my. I'll get my schedule, and I'll see what I. I'll try to send you an email. What? Again, just to be on the safe side. Can I have your email address just to be on the safe side?
Sure, it's V.
V, as in Victor.
As in Victor, yes.
Yes.
C, as in Charlie.
Yes.
A R.
A R.
D O.
D as in dog.
D as in dog. Yep.
O.
O as in orange. N as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy.
A as in apple.
A as in apple.
At Family First.
At Family
First.
Uh-huh.
H-H-C.
H-H. What was that last one? H-H.
C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
.com.
.com.
Yeah,
okay.
That's my email.
All right. What I'll do is I will send you, when you send me yours, I will send you mine. We'll see if we can come across some type I can tell you what my hours are and so forth. I'm off today, so.
Yeah, you can add like all the timesheets in the same links, okay? There is an option called Add Shift, so you click on it and you can add several shifts in the same timesheet, okay?
Okay, now what's it called again? At what?
Add Shift.
Spell it, please. Can you spell it, please?
A-D-D.
Uh-huh.
Shift.
Shift.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, I'll click that and see what happens. I'll put in my information. That'd be great. That'd be great.
Yeah. This is your contact number, right? Your main contact number?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put as my number and let now tune in. She was asking, like, for a main number for you. Okay, Robert, I think that's all for now. I will be waiting for the timesheets today, okay?
No problem.
Okay, Robert, do you have any questions so far?
No, let's see how everything works out.
Okay, yeah.
Have your phone number.
Tomorrow early for the clock out, and you can call me or text me to this number.
Wait, one question. How many hours a day am I supposed to work? In other words, for instance, I have all day today, but I'm not going to work.
Today,
10 hours.
It's supposed to be from 6 to 11, but it's okay. So it should be on today, 5 hours.
5 hours. Okay,
yep.
So I started at what time again? 10?
10:33.
10:33. Okay. Okay. Thank you. I shall see you. I'll send you that information.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Robert.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You have a good one. Bye-bye.